Hi guys, the unpopular bloggers are back here. you can accept or not accept our cookies. It's entirely up to you.
Try myself, I'm a struggling blogger. Fucking kidding, there's no struggle in blogging.
Exactly, blogging is a struggle, yeah. Man.
So the other thing is there is a filmmaker called David Lynch. Like he speaks about how you get the idea, right idea. So yeah, I just want to share this because it's very important as far as blogging is concerned. Because you want to get an idea. Everything is actually focused around an idea. Right?
Yes.
So you got a desire for the idea. You just got to, like, it's almost like putting a bait on a hook and throwing it into the sea of uncertainty. It's like, I want an idea right now. I want to do something. And you just put it in your mind. Like, it's chaotic. You don't know what's going to happen. And some random thoughts, like, will catch something. So the desire is the most important thing. Desire to get an idea. That's one of his approach as a filmmaker. And I probably think that will be really useful, especially when we are actually being very, very unproductive as far as blogging is concerned.
Yeah.
when I was actually doing podcast, I didn't do a podcast for 3 months. 3 fucking months.
Then you release three continuously. That's the other side of it.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
So the creative process is quite fucking predictable. You can't predict. You can't say that this method works and this method doesn't work. It's all about, I don't know, man. You should just be true to yourself.
Timing?
And, yeah, exactly. So you really can't say. But I think, definitely there is a philosopher called Friedrich Nietzsche. I don't know if you're aware about him, but. So he says that there are two sides to a human being. One is the Apollonian side, the other is the Dionysian side. So the Apollonian side is mostly dealing with structure, order, mastery, artistry, and all the skillful nature of human beings, which we traditionally value more. Okay? And the Dionysian side is a side where you are actually sort of it's a chaotic side. It's ecstasy. It's intuitive. It's chaos. It's sort of madness. So without madness, I really don't think you can actually be creative. You can act, even if it's in films or even if it could be blogs. Following a proper structure, following a proper formula, you get hits. It's fine. But that won't be a creative work.
Exactly.
You have to make something which is intense or something which you consider as creative or different. You got to induce some amount of madness. So yeah, so actually, not backing out, like you should actually get, try to avoid that mad phase of yours. Like you should just go mad, get frustrated with the fucking life and just tear the papers. Just do yell, go and yell in your bathroom, do whatever the fuck you want. Then probably you will end up getting an idea. And that's what happened. Like one day I got up, and that day, all I wanted was to sleep. All I wanted was to sleep.
The people I know.
I felt like I was a fucking zombie. That actually made me, like, I was a random sort of a pollen grain, just sort of dancing around by wind and other factors. I felt like that at that point of time. Like, I didn't have a life. I was a fucking zombie. And I wrote an article about that, randomness and all those things. So yeah, okay. So inspiration comes from anywhere, man. I think madness is the most important thing. If at all you want to be creative, if at all you want to be successful, probably you might have techniques, you have mentors, you have all those fucking shit things. You have formulas. But if at all you want to be creative, if at all you want to stand out, I definitely think madness is very important.
Yes. Yeah, I believe that too. I mean, if you noticed, my writing doesn't have any structure as well. Because
exactly.
Structured things are I don't like being, how do I say, constricted by a particular structure that I wanted. The only thing that I actually did that had a proper structure was write a poem. So, the Hyderabad floods. So that was the only thing I did that had structure, because see, structures are good sometimes because you get to push yourself into one domain and try to figure things out for yourself.
Exactly.
As in, like, whether you can do it or not, if you can, like, if you're doing it, what are the kind of bottlenecks that are coming to you? Because the moment you start questioning how you can do something better is when you actually are like, okay, there is some shit like this which I have to take care of. So I will.
Yeah, like right from your example, I got an analogy actually. So we have a violin, right? So you want to fine tune the strings. So strings, like fine tuning, the act of fine tuning is giving structure, like giving constraints. So structure is all about having constraints, having limitations, putting, imposing some certain kind of limitations. So yeah, you can sound beautiful if you are having the artistry, the skill set. Like it could be, as far as blogging is concerned, it could be your vocabulary, it could be your choice of words, sentence formations, and yeah, basic paragraph formations and all. But if to get the music, to get the idea of a tune, you gotta be mad. You gotta try out every random shit.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. To get the composition, you need madness, and to express it, to articulate it, and put forth, you need technique.
Yes.
Probably that thing we actually can work up. Like, maybe just, yeah, actually, that's a good idea. Like, you have to draft things first. Like, write whatever nonsense you want to, scribble the papers and scribble your notepad and whatever fuck you want. Then maybe tomorrow, when you're sort of calm and maybe get up in the morning, meditate and shit, whatever the fuck you do, I don't know.
Sorry, but I'm not present shit like that.
I don't know, like, how people connect to it, but still, I really don't know. Like, you just sit, not thinking about anything. That really sounds absurd and bullshit. Like, maybe even in our school, they used to impose meditation from the first period. I used to sleep.
I think that period was actually for that, but they just couldn't tell us to sleep, and they made us do it secretly because
I think
I just want to believe that
sleeping is much better than meditation.
Yeah, I just want to believe that the schools actually gave a fuck about us in the first place.
that's the actual topic. We are actually breaking the fourth wall and speaking about the next topic which we are going to discuss.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yes.
Yeah. So, just getting back to the point, like, maybe tomorrow when you are in a right kind of a mindset, then you can edit. So editing should happen from a third person perspective, like how exactly you want to structure things now and beautify it or do this and that. So, right? So the first draft should be out of pure madness, pure, like, you should be a mad dog.
Yes. I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the beauty of blogging. And I actually came into blogging because there are similar reasons. Like, I just want to express, I was actually shit bored out of lockdown. I started blogging after lockdown was imposed. Like, I was feeling a lot lonely and I had
not update though enough for you.
And I just wrote some random things, and actually starting I had another another website called as How To Basic, which actually is again a dumb engineers affiliated
website. Nice.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I wrote everything in Telugu. Would be my views about not being able to be successful with short film plans and all those things. I just jotted them, and surprisingly, I got a positive validation, like a positive response from juniors or people who read it, and that actually motivated me more to do things.
No wonder you are popular in Nepal.
Oh man, you just don't shit. You are full of shit.
Okay,
so So yeah, and when it and then you just I started writing English blogs, like full English blogs. I named it as selfish guy. So yeah, so when I started writing in English, suddenly I just was writing very serious stuff. I think I'm programmed to speak whatever English you are speaking, it should be very serious, and whatever you write in Telugu is a very funny thing.
Yeah, I think like see, that's the thing, like if you write or think, you when you switch languages, it changes the way you think. I mean,
exactly.
I think that's how you are used to, because Telugu is generally the thing where most of our friends use, and like there's a part where we start cracking most of the jokes that we, you know, crack.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, that's how it generally is.